KLPZ, 1380 AM Country, one of life's little pleasures.
That's all right. That's okay. Work away. Work away. Good afternoon, folks. KLPZ, 1380 AM Country, and a little more. 317. And, you know, I was delighted to see this group here. Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. Stephen Feltoon joins us this afternoon. How are you, Stephen?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. You know, I was really glad to see what you guys were doing. You know, people wring their hands every time something like this happens, like what happened at Virginia Tech, and they wonder what we can do. What can we do to prevent this kind of thing happening? And we haven't found a way of preventing it. I'm not sure that we ever will. But you guys certainly do have a solution that isn't unheard of. How did you find the protest went? You had a protest last week.
Yes, we did. In a word, I think it was successful. We weren't expecting overnight change in state laws, as nice as that would have been.
Right.
So our goal really was to just educate people and kind of put ourselves out there and say, hey, we think these laws suck.
Now, describe your position. What do you want to achieve?
Students for Concealed Carry on Campus wants state laws or school policies to change depending on the state so that people who have a license to carry a concealed weapon can do so on college campuses.
Which is more to blame, state legislatures or school policy?
Well, I think they're both to blame. In states like Ohio, it's state law that prohibits a licensee from carrying on campus.
Okay.
In a state like Virginia, they leave it up to each individual school, and there it's school policy. You know, virtually every school in that state forbids it.
And wasn't it the case that Virginia Tech had made a decision I read a few years before that was intended to prohibit firearms from being allowed on campus?
Yes, that's right. They, school board or whoever it was, made that possible. And I believe even though the one person who championed for it proclaimed that it was so beneficial because it would make campus safer.
Mm. And you hear all the time, you know, it'll make the campus more dangerous. And yet,
right.
What do you make of that? I'm sure that you guys have obviously thought a lot about this. What do you make of those kind of claims?
Well, first of all, the people that go through the license have shown themselves to be law-abiding, safe, and responsible adults, not kids, as many would like to classify us.
Mm.
Plus, all you have to do is look towards public universities in Utah or Colorado State to just see that that's not the case. By the way, the places I just mentioned allow concealed carry on campus.
Yeah, and not the kind of results that people predict.
No. Everyone said, oh, there's going to be students getting drunk and killing each other, gun theft, suicides up. That hasn't happened. Every scenario that people have imagined would happen that's negative hasn't happened.
Now, are most of you in Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, most of your members are conservatives, or are there any libertarians, liberals?
You know, I really am not sure where a bulk of our members stand. Personally, I'm a liberal.
Yeah.
And among the other organizers, I know we have a moderate and a conservative. So it's among the organizers of the event to kind of run the gamut.
That's interesting. Now, do your fellow liberal students ever raise their eyebrows when they see what you're standing up for?
You know, to be honest, I don't go around polling my friends asking what their political affiliation is. So.
Well, what's the general kind of reaction among students to what you're doing, 18 to 25 kind of years old? Is the response nuts, or what is it?
Some of them think that we're nuts, but a lot of them, at least during the protest, really just didn't care or didn't pay attention or didn't even notice that the protest was going on.
Is it impossible to advocate these kind of things in a classroom? I mean, would you say there's a left-wing bias maybe on campus that would prohibit maybe this? I mean, obviously you say you're liberal yourself. I don't know if you would call yourself left-wing or not, but it seems to me that a lot of the general ideas that people have against firearms in general, maybe, or against particularly the idea of being allowed to carry these into classrooms, would come from the kind of standpoint of maybe a lecturer or a professor, whatever it might be, who would be maybe predisposed against that. Do you find a lot of that?
No, we really didn't. Some openly debated it in class, and the professors just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I was cut off by a professor who didn't really care about the protest either way. She just wanted to lecture and start class.
Okay, I see. So let's get to this. Now, some people would say this is the opposite of the correct reaction to what happened at VTech. What about, for example, campus police? Some people say it's enough to have the police there.
Well, police having campus police is a great idea, except when seconds count and their response time can be 2 or 5 minutes.
Mm. Like at Virginia Tech.
Well, right. I believe police sat out there for about half an hour at least before finding the shooter.
Yeah. And people worry about, gangster types and drunken students, drugs. How does that affect the position? I mean, obviously, you said a second ago that a lot of the things that people predicted when Utah did this, and who else, Colorado?
Colorado State.
Colorado State. So, obviously, it's not an untested principle. There are people out here doing this sort of thing already. And obviously, that would be the answer, wouldn't it? I mean, take a look at what's going on and make the judgment based on the proof of the pudding.
Right. You would think that that's what would happen.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't. Like I said, the students that get their license, that follow the law, continue to follow the law after they get their license.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio, at least, it's a crime, licensed or not, it's a crime to be drunk and even holding a gun. It's a crime to go into bars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and the other thing to keep in mind is that you're not advocating that anyone is able to bring a firearm onto a campus. You're talking about students, number one, and second of all...
Faculty, staff, whomever.
Yeah, or faculty, staff. And over 21...
Yes, I know that's the law in Ohio and Arizona as well,
but
and many other states.
But what you're talking about is people who have their concealed weapons permits would be allowed to have that right extended.
Right. We don't want to give everybody a gun. We understand that it's an individual right. If you don't want to do it, don't do it, but don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Now, I have an idea.
Okay.
Your website mentions John Lott, his latest book, The Bias Against Guns, and then he had an earlier book, which was More Guns, Less Crime, research, which says that crime goes down the more citizens are allowed to own and carry firearms.
Yeah.
Original research like that makes news.
Yeah.
So I think some of you students need to stay and get PhDs and research this and expand on Lott's research and make some news with some great new research which promotes the kind of things that you're advocating.
I think it's a great idea, and when the other organizers and I sit down later this week to discuss what the next step is, I'm definitely going to bring that up.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that really, people like numbers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are swayed by numbers, and especially if it's brand new research that people, and of course it's not brand new. Like you say, there are already the statistics out there. We know that that crime goes down in the 39 states where concealed carry is allowed. Crime has gone down since those programs have been brought in, so it's not exactly a new thing, but yet there are probably new figures, new ideas that could be researched and brought out. And for me, I think there's a lot of validity to what you're saying. There are also some ideas out there about letting teachers be armed, and I suppose that this is also not just in college, but that idea might also apply in the high school. Have you guys, I mean, obviously it's not your area of expertise, but have you thought a bit about that at all or no?
We thought about it, and we thought it best, at least for the time being, while campuses are still prohibited places, to just kind of focus on campus and let high schools be, because the thing with high schools is the bulk of the people are underage and, wouldn't qualify to get their license.
Right. How likely do you think it is that most jurisdictions would allow students to carry?
I really have no idea. Anytime you want to change the law, it's a long and tedious process.
Mm.
I am really pleased, though, that I had emailed a very pro-gun state senator earlier this month just to tell him about it, and he wrote me back the morning of the protest before I even went to campus.
Mm-hmm.
and just gave his support to the cause and that he supports what we're trying to do.
Excellent. Now, do you feel safe in your classroom? I mean, this came from a sense of being defenseless, didn't it?
Well, it was partially that and partially just a logic thing. Why can I carry in a bank, which holds how many thousands of dollars, or why can I carry in a crowded movie theater with probably more people than most lecture halls, but why, so why can I carry there but not campus?
But of course, some people would argue that carrying in a bank is a bad thing too and should be prohibited.
Well, the people that are just completely against concealed carry, we kind of dismiss them as a lost cause. But I really feel that if you come to this matter with an open mind, and I've said this in other interviews, I really do not see how you can walk away disagreeing with us.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would tend to agree. Who's responsible for prohibiting students from protecting themselves, do you think, for the most part? Is it, well, I asked you this, is it legislatures? I guess it is, in most cases, the state legislatures that need to be convinced.
Right. And like I said, in Ohio's case, it's the state legislature.
Mm. Well, I'm glad to be talking to a pro-gun liberal.
Thank you, as rare as we are.
Yeah, as rare as you are. And thank you for being on the program this afternoon. ConcealedCampus.org
Yes.
Is the website address, students for concealed carry on campus. What do you like to leave people with? If you could convince someone with a sentence, what would it be?
The quote that I've been passing out lately is that when seconds count, the police are just minutes away.
Stephen Feltu, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Stephen Feltun from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. And I'm sure, you know, the debate goes on. It's certainly something that people will have opinions on one way or the other. I know that even some people who maybe like their own firearms wouldn't want to give them to a 21-year-old student in the classroom. And I'm sure that that's maybe part of the target audience over there at the SCCC. So the website, again, concealedcampus.org, if you'd like to go on there and check it out, what they're all about. They've also got a good arguments page, actually, which gives you a lot more information.